Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate a Franciscan saint, Saint Margaret of Cortona. And she is referred to as the Magdalene of the Franciscan order. She was born in Tuscany in 1247. And when she was 7 years old, her pious mother died. She was neglected by her father, who married again, and within a short time, Margaret's stepmother was unsympathetic and dealt harshly with her, so that it was no surprise that when Margaret turned 18, she left home. And unfortunately, her rare beauty got her into trouble, and eventually she shacked up with someone for 9 years until one day, after waiting a long time in vain for her accomplice in sin, I think today they call them her significant other. She was waiting for him to return, and all of a sudden, his dog came in whimpering, and tugging at her dress, and she followed the dog deep into the woods. And before she knew it, she was standing before the murdered corpse of her lover. And she was stunned at this appalling sight. And filled with horror, she asked herself, where is his soul now? And then and there, she firmly resolved in the future to be even greater in her penance than she had been in sin. So, like the prodigal son, she returned to her native town, and in a penitential garb, her hair cut short, a cord around her neck, she knelt at the door of the church and publicly asked the whole congregation to forgive the scandal that she had given. Many people were edified at this public humiliation, but her stepmother was all the more embittered at it, so much so that she, as well as Margaret's father, forbade her entrance into her paternal home again. This reaction severely tempted Margaret to return to the road of vice, but God's grace sustained her. And led by divine grace, she moved to the nearby town of Cortona and made a very contrite general confession to a Franciscan there. And in a poor little shack, she now lived a secluded life of penance, tears, and prayer, earning her scanty meals with hard manual labor. After being tested for 3 years, she was eventually allowed to receive the habit of the Third Order. After being granted this grace, her fervor increased, and it's almost impossible to believe what rigorous penances she performed. She wept over her sins day and night, and was often choked up that she was so choked up that she couldn't even speak. God did assure that her sins were fully pardoned and granted her special proofs of his favor. She was granted the gift of contemplation, the gift of the knowledge of the innermost secrets of heart. There were many times, even when people came from great distances, that she would remind them of mortal sins that they had neglected to confess. She was instrumental in many conversions. And through her prayers and sacrifices, souls were released from purgatory, health was restored to the sick. There was a dead boy who was raised to life. And at the her approach, demons would shudder and leave those who were possessed. Finally, after 23 years of rigorous penance, at the age of 50 years, God called Margaret home on February 22nd, 1297. And her body's preserved in a precious shrine in the Franciscan church at Cortona, which bears her name. And it is incorrupt to this present day. And it frequently emits a pleasant perfume. So it's incredible to see how God works in people's lives. Take, for example, Margaret. From all appearances, she seemed like so many young people in our own day. Just a hopeless case without God in one's life. There is no hope. But that doesn't mean that God's not concerned for them. It's like many people today are like the Pharisees. They criticized Jesus for eating and drinking with sinners and having that concern for them. But we know where there is life, where there's breath, there's hope. And what made the difference in Margaret's life? It was her sincere contrition. So we must never despair of the conversion of any sinner. We must never despair of of our own conversion, no matter how difficult it may be to lay aside certain sinful habits. With God's grace, we can succeed, just as Margaret was able to turn her life around and live it for God instead of herself.